Norm MacDonald, whose new program, A Minute with Stan Hooper, debuts on Fox tomorrow at 8:30. Up against the Factor, man. I don't know.
I know. It's not easy.
So we want them to tape Stan Hooper and watch the Factor.
I was going to mention earlier, because I know this is a no-spin zone.
You bet.
And the Kozlowski thing, I saw a little bit of spinning. A little bit. And I'd like to say I was also a shareholder of Tyco.
Mm-hmm.
And I did get invited to the party in Sardinia.
You did?
Yeah, and you didn't miss anything. That guy with the giant wings made a clumsy pass at me over by the ice sculpture.
I thought you might have been the sculpture there for a minute.
I know.
Now, you were at Saturday Night Live, okay?
Yes, sir.
It was a good gig for you, a weekend update and all of that.
Yeah, yeah.
Then you did the Norm show.
Yes, sir.
I never got to see the Norm show.
I never watched it either.
No one did.
No.
And it was gone.
It was gone. You know, an interesting thing is that even if no one watches a show,
right?
It still gets ratings like a million people watch the show because people just don't turn their TVs off.
Is that right? So
yeah.
If there's nobody in the room, it still clicks in. I guess that's what's happening in CNN. I don't know. But anyway, this show, how do you get two shots? Because most people don't get any shots. You know how many comedians there are out in L.A.
trying to
troll to get a show.
This is
another show starring you. How'd you do it?
I think pure raw talent.
Yeah? They just saw it in you. Huh?
Yeah. There's no substitute for that.
They had to have you.
Yeah.
Fox demanded Norm MacDonald.
Exactly.
Get him. How much control you have over this vehicle? Romano controls his show.
Yeah. Romano?
Ray Romano.
Oh,
you know
Ray
that?
Romano,
right.
Of course.
You know, right.
I know.
Not as talented as you, but he's coming on.
He's coming on.
How much control you got over this show?
Well, I got a lot of control over it. I don't rehearse, so I write all week.
Do you write?
So. Yeah.
You write the show. How many other writers with you?
Five, and they're a crack staff.
All right, so the show's going to have an edge because that's what kind of stuff you do.
No, it's not going to have an edge.
No, it's going to be a bland, kind of an Ozzie and Harriet ripoff?
No, sir, it's going to be a Green Acres ripoff.
I could just see you in the overalls.
Yeah.
You play a commentator on television.
I play a commentator.
I hate those guys.
Yeah. I don't care for them either. I play a guy that works in New York. You understand? And he does his minute every week.
Like Andy Rooney.
Not Andy Rooney. He's not a humorist. He extols the virtues of small town life like Mr. Charles Osgood.
Oh.
But he's very disconnected. He goes to parties at William Paley's house.
You look a little like Osgood. Run that picture back. Can you put it next to Norm's face? Yeah, I can. That's you in 8 years after you work for Fox. That's how you're going to age, okay?
Believe me,
I've been here 7 years. That's how you age.
I don't look like that. I'm trying to look like that.
So you moved to a small town in Wisconsin, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and that's going to be funny? I'm going to be amused by that?
I'm not going to spin you. No, you're not going to care for it at all.
All right, now, you hit it big, and then you get the residuals and all of that, the Simpson money rolling in.
Yeah.
You don't hit it big, you care?
Well, first of all, I believe the actors in the Simpsons, I don't think Bart got one penny of that.
No, but the guy who did his voice.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, okay. I get a lot of money after that.
Do you?
But I'm not in it for the money.
What are you in it for?
The money. I am in it for the money.
I know you are.
I was going to spin.
Yeah, no, you can't. This is the no spin zone.
I know. I keep forgetting.
You know, you can use that in Stan Hooper if you want.
The no spin?
Yeah, you can use that kind of stuff. And I won't demand any money.
Okay, cool.
Saturday Night Live, do you watch anymore?
Yes, sir, I do.
You do? Is it as good as when you were there?
No.
Because you're not there.
Basically, because I'm not there.
Right. But you do watch it.
Yeah, I watch it.
Because I've lost kind of contact with it. I mean, I think it's maybe a generational thing.
It is a generational thing. I'm 61 years young. I say 61 years.
Right.
I say 61 years experienced.
Mm-hmm.
And when I watch the show, I don't even know what they're doing parodies of, because they're doing parodies of, like, MTV shows that...
Yeah, I mean, they're Jewel, they're making fun of, and I have no idea.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting here.
Yeah.
When you do this Fox show, if it is successful, are you going to change?
Am I going to change?
Yeah. Are you going to be the same guy you are now, the humble guy?
I'm going to be the same dirty son of a bitch as I am now.
Right. Thank you. This is live tonight. We appreciate
you. Well, that's not swearing.
No, of course not. No, that's just
I think
Fox.
That's part of the...
That's Fox.
That's
we're going to see that in Stan Hooper, aren't we?
No, we're not going to use such language.
Right. Norm MacDonald, good luck with the show.